So come on me. Dear Lord and God, please help us this morning on the day that we remember that you came to this earth as our Saviour. And would you help us to understand what that event was in the history of mankind and what that means for us today. We do ask for your blessing here this morning for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, invited to a special occasion. Invited to a special occasion. Now, the most recent special occasion I could think of, a lot of the adults will remember this. Who remembers the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan? Anyone remember that? Yeah? Did you watch it on TV? Let's have a look at some of the people who were invited to that special occasion. So, who can let me know? Who are those celebrities? What? George Clooney, yeah? Who else we got? David Beckham, yeah? Anyone know the one in the middle? I found this. Oprah, yeah, very good. Oprah, we got some more. Who are these ones? It's a bit harder. It is, very good. James Corden, yeah? Anyone got the other two? Carrie Mulligan and Mr. Mumford, yeah? And anyone got that one over there? It's Tom Hardy, yeah, very good. Yeah, so these are celebrities. At special events, people invite the important people, don't they? They invite celebrities. And at the wedding, there was so many celebrities. I could have picked loads more of these celebrities. There was royalty at that wedding. And if we, the less important people, we could watch it on TV if we wanted. If you really were very passionate about the wedding, you could have stood at the edge of the road and they, for about a split second, they could have waved at you as they went past. But that was about as close as you were going to get. You weren't going to get with the celebrities. So when Jesus was born, you might expect that famous people were going to be invited to this really special birth. This is the most important man ever to be born in all of history. Who are they going to invite? Who is God going to invite to the birth of this little one? Now, I've got a picture representing three people there that he might have invited. He might have invited King Herod. King Herod was the king of Israel at that point, a puppet king, but he was the king nonetheless. But then again, we know, don't we, that King Herod didn't like Jesus and he wasn't a fan of him, so we could understand why he didn't invite King Herod. But perhaps God might have invited, does anyone know which Caesar that is in the middle? Yeah. It's not Julius. Yeah, that's the one everyone thinks, so that is not a bad guess. Everyone thinks it's Julius, yes. Augustus, yes, he's the one who came after Julius. Augustus Caesar. He's there in the middle. He was the most important man in the world at that time, Augustus Caesar. He was the emperor of the Roman Empire. He could have been invited. God could have gone to him. Said, there's this important king being born in Israel. They didn't go to Augustus Caesar. Or maybe the religious leaders. That's what this guy represents over here, a Pharisee. Perhaps they could have gone to a religious leader and say, the person that you have been talking about all the time, the Messiah, is come. Don't you want to come see him get born? But they didn't do that. Who did God send the messengers to? Who can shout out? Who did he send the messengers to? The shepherds. Very good. Good. The shepherds. He sent his messengers, the angels, to the shepherds. Now, go to the next one, the shepherds. The shepherds. I'm gonna get out some little props to help us in a second. And I'm gonna need some people to help us. So let's have a think about this. Have a look. Right, I want one of the kids to come up and hold this for me. Gabby, you can do the next one. Gabby, come and hold this. This represents something. It doesn't really matter what the subject is. It looks very good, doesn't it, as a book. I haven't read it yet. What's it called? Smelly Louie. Smelly Louie is a book. And do you want to open it up? Open it at a page. How difficult is that to read? Can you read that? Yeah. You can read that. Do you want to read the first line?
An old boot.
An old boot. So you could do something there, and most of the kids, who here can read? Do you want to put your kids, who can read? Can you read any words? You can read? You guys can read, very good, yeah? So you can read words, yeah? If I said read some words, you could read it. Now the shepherds, The shepherds in our story, do you know that it's very likely that they couldn't read? They wouldn't have been able to read. They probably wouldn't have been able to write. They were very uneducated. Okay, shepherds, do you want to put your hands up, kids, if you're the youngest son in your family? There you go, there's one, two, three, four. Yes, we've got a few younger sons. Well, you would have been the shepherds, okay? Because the youngest son was sent to be the shepherd. So the older ones all got to do the normal family jobs, but the youngest one would look after the flocks, and he would be sent out. King David, if you remember in the Old Testament, he's the shepherd because he was the youngest. The youngest is always sent out to be the shepherd. Shepherds, they wouldn't have gone to school. If you've gone to school, they wouldn't have gone to school. They'd have gone out and they'd looked after the flocks. So they didn't go to school. They wouldn't have been able to read. Gabby, you represent that because you can read, but the shepherds probably couldn't read. I mean, the odd one might have been able to, but the majority couldn't. Okay, put your hand up if you've ever fought off a bear. Jason had. Right. What have we got here? Come on. It's not a scary bear. I mean, it's quite a nice bear, this. Right, you hold that. And the sheep. Okay, so this is to represent the fact that shepherds had to fight off, to keep their flock safe, bears, wolves, lions, anything in the area that might attack them, they would have had to fight them out off. Shepherds were tough. They were hard. They'd have been pretty rough blokes. They wouldn't have had soft hands. They'd have had tough hands. They'd have been out in the fields all the time, and they would have been hard, tough, good at fighting. Okay, so that's what you represent. A person who can fight, tough. Do you feel tough and hard? Yeah? Okay, the third thing. Oh, I need to go. Oh, we've done. James doing it. Brilliant. You can keep doing it. Number three. Right. Who's coming up for this one? I need a volunteer. Yeah. I'll get both of you. Okay. So you can be my first one. You stand here. You'll do the next one. Okay. Stand here. Right. Lots of money I'm going to give you. How much money is that? Do you know? Do you want to help? How much is that?
1p. 2p,
that is. A whole 2p out of my wallet. Let me move out of the way. Why do you think I've only given you 2p? Do you think shepherds were rich?
No, they were very poor.
Very good. Shepherds were poor. They didn't have a lot of money. It wasn't a job that you would have aspired to be. You wouldn't want your child to be a shepherd because a shepherd was poor. Okay. Right, last thing. This is for you. Right, hold that. Okay. Put your hand up if you have ever slept outside with no roof over your head. Ever done it? A few of you. Okay, so there are a few of you. I've done it a few times. It's not a particularly nice experience. It's quite fun to do once or twice. But shepherds would have slept every day most days, unless they were nearby a town, outside under the stars, okay? So they wouldn't have had a roof over their head. So when they used to sleep, they wouldn't have had a pillow, actually, but that represents them sleeping. They wouldn't have had a roof over their head. They're people who lived outside with no roof. They often slept with their sheep, okay? Thank you, everybody. Do you want to put all your stuff down over there and sit down? Fantastic. It's just 2p. Thank you. So don't you think it's strange that God would send angels to shepherds? These are the people that God sends his angels to tell about Jesus. Why doesn't he go to celebrities? Why does he go to shepherds? They are uneducated, they're rough, tough, poor people who live out in the open. Why did God send angels to shepherds? Well, just as we finish, we'll think about this. You can see the answer in verse 10. It says, let's go to the next one. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. So the angel's talking to the shepherds here. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. See, God isn't like us. His important people are not the same as our important people. He isn't impressed if you're rich. He isn't impressed if you're pretty. He isn't impressed if you're strong or you've got some sort of impressive talent. He doesn't care if you're well-educated or good at playing an instrument. He doesn't care about these things. He doesn't care if you're a little bit strange, I've put. He doesn't care about that. Because Jesus came for all the people. He came for all the people. And the angel said that the good news was for all the people. The shepherds, they represent that. They were normal people. We don't get told their names. We don't get told anything about them. And yet they were the people Jesus chose to tell about his son Jesus. And look what the angel says in verse 11. And the Saviour has been born to you. The Saviour has been born to you, the angel says to those shepherds. Jesus was the Saviour for these shepherds. Okay? Jesus was the Saviour for these shepherds. He'd come to save them. Save them from what? He'd come to save them from their sins, from the bad things that they'd done, from turning against their Maker, their Creator, and doing bad things. That's what he was saving them from. And Jesus is the Saviour who was sent for us. Today, he's sent for us. And on this Christmas day, what I want you to do sometime today, and I know it's very difficult to get alone on Christmas Day, but perhaps when you're in the toilet, you have 5 minutes on the toilet, don't go on your phone, but think about this, that Jesus came for you. Okay? Jesus came for you. If you can't go on the toilet, just pop outside for 10 minutes and think about the fact that Jesus came for you. Jesus came to save anyone who will come to him. He came to save you. And often at Christmas, we might not get the presents we want. You might not get the presents you want today, kids. You might want something desperately, but you might not get it. A lot of people feel lonely at Christmas. Even when there's lots of people around them, they can feel lonely. We might miss somebody who's normally with us, or they've been with us in years past, but they're not with us anymore. We might think that Christmas isn't as good as it used to be. We maybe got a bit older and it's not as joyful anymore. And actually, as New Year approaches as well, perhaps instead of getting excited about your New Year's resolution, you might be reminded of your past year and think, it's not that important. Not much has changed since last year. I'm not much of a special person. I'm not an impressive person. You haven't been on TV, you haven't earned loads of money, you've not made loads of friends, you might be tempted to be a bit sad. Well, as we finish, I want you to remember this. Jesus came to save you, specifically you. It doesn't matter that you're not famous, it doesn't matter you're not a celebrity, that you're rich or educated, because neither were the shepherds. He came to save you because he loves you. Isn't that wonderful? He came to save us. Because he loves us. He knows you intimately and he loves you. Then no matter what your circumstances, this Christmas will be a time of joy because you know the Saviour came for you. Finally, did you see what the shepherds did after the angels came? They hurried off, they went to see Jesus, and they believed in him and they told everybody about him. So, let's go to Jesus today. Let's believe what he says he is, and let us go and tell everyone else about him. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, may we make Christmas about you. Remember that you are the greatest gift anyone has ever received, and that you came to save us. Help us not to forget that today, but help us even in our quiet time alone, maybe in the toilet, that we would remember who you are and that you love us. And that would fill us with joy. We do ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing a song. So please stand up.